हे तर मग उमाची स्फुटते वे तशी हिरण कोसळे मिसकिरते ती पाहिगणा पी व बस कन्ने महका पेय को ई तो हिगण तशने महका विस्त मागे भाग इन अ सेंटर वी सॉ इन इन द सेंटर वी सॉ द हेल द हेल How do you know this? Does he hear? A dwelling of hell. We saw a big, large timepiece, which always constantly point the same to the same place. And which means here is forever time. Which reminded the punishment of those are condemned. The time will remain forever and forever. That's the Gapa Kachi. She can call Papa Kachi Paki. She can call Machi. She could take we what she could see in the world. She did Pahigane. And those who are fall into this category who have been condemned in this hellfire. This salvation will never come forever. That's terrible, eh? And that's what they teach us in school and makes you really scared and think that, you know, you really should never do anything. And we, the little kids, you know, when we listen to this, really makes us wary. And a little thing that might come in our way, that sort of, we think that, you know, shit, then you run away.
So if you ran, you went home and started playing around with cousins or kids who hadn't been to residential school and learned all that, and they did things which seem to be, according to these teachings, very wrong.
Yeah.
What would you do?
And then we just tried to get away. And we were supposed to try to stay away from them. And also report it to your parents and said, I don't want to play with them because they do this. And of course, our parents were like that too. So they used to, if we don't wrestle with girls, you know, when we are about 10 years old, when we were small, we used to tumble and fight because we didn't know anything. As we get to be 10 or 12 years old, then our parents begin to say, ah, no, no, you do not wrestle with girls anymore. And that was very strict. So they used to reread this, and that's what it says. Especially when it talks about six commandment of God and also nine. Nine is usually nine. But it's in here.
You said a word in there, Enetamoikasuin, or something like that.
Mm.
You said it was a holy law? Enetamoikasuin?
Ayamehementokasu.
Ayamehe?
Manitokasu.
Okay.
Ayamehementokasuin.
I thought there was another one. But maybe that's what I heard. So that kaso normally means false
act.
Eye.
Act. Act.
Act.
Mm.
But some words that have kaso, they mean pretend.
No. No. No, it doesn't. It doesn't apply that way.
No.
I am he manitokas, and it's an act of holy thing.
Okay.
See, you turn the other way around. Okay? But there is a I am he kasu, and it's a different thing. That means you are pretending to pray, like a Pharisee who says, thank you, God, for all this, and I am not like this guy. That's a manitokas, because you're not really that holy. You know, that's what Jesus is talking about.
Okay.
So that is a kasun. A yimhe is an act of holy thing when you pray. as I am here, Manitoba.